Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, last week, a survey of young American adults, and that means 18 to 39, came up with some astonishing results. Two-thirds did not know how many Jews were killed in the Holocaust, and nearly a quarter expressed doubts that it happened at all. Gideon Taylor is president of the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, and Gideon joins us now on News Talk. Afternoon, Gideon.
Afternoon. Good to be with you.
Did you commission this survey with a suspicion in your minds that something like this might be the case?
Yeah, we were concerned that as time is passing from since the time of the Holocaust, that people's like awareness and knowledge of the Holocaust was starting to diminish. And that's why we did this survey here in the United States. I'm actually originally from Ireland, so it's...
I think we got that, Gideon, yes.
Yeah, as you might hear. So, people in Ireland do grow up with this knowledge and awareness of history. And I've been here for many years now. And this has been a big concern for us. And that's why we did the survey and particularly focused on a younger generation. And the results were concerning.
Yeah. Now, as for the reasons for it, is one fairly straightforward reason that they're just not taught about this in school?
I think it's a combination of that it's not taught so much in the school. It's taught to some extent, but maybe also the way in which it's being taught that was relevant, 10 or 15 years ago is not the way that's getting a younger generation and reaching a younger generation because, people change the way they take in information and the way they learn stuff is obviously very different from what it was when we were growing up. So I think it's certainly failing. We're failing to succeed in getting this message across. And for us, this issue is not just about learning and knowing the history. The history is important. It's important because the lessons that come from the Holocaust are universal ones. They're ones about racial tolerance, about where racial hatred can lead to, about how to stand up to aggression and to hatred. That's why we think it's important. And that's why the results are disappointing.
Yeah, but I suppose another kind of concern I did mention in the introduction there, very concerning, was apart from just ignorance, there was a substantial amount of people who had doubts about whether it happened at all. Some felt that perhaps the Jews caused the Holocaust or somehow faked the Holocaust. They're not learning that in school.
No, and I think here the challenge that's current and that's facing all of us, and this is a universal issue, not just in the United States, but I think everywhere, is the challenge of the internet. I mean, the internet brings such tremendous pluses and advantages to us as a society, but on the other hand, it also brings out views that are noxious, awful views. And it gives them a platform. So there's a views of people that deny that the Holocaust took place. Those used to be 10 years, 15 years ago on the fringes. You wouldn't hear about it. It was out on the extremes. Now, because of social media platforms, they have a place to get those views across and a megaphone. And some of them are very effective at doing that. And you saw that in the survey. Over half of the cohort have seen Holocaust denial on the internet. Over half. And that's a big concern, too. And we're encouraging social media platforms to say, OK, you have a responsibility here that this is part of hate speech. And hate speech is not something that social media should be promoting and effectively amplifying, because that's what happens when you get these kind of crazy views articulated. And they spread and people hear it, and especially people who don't have a strong basis on knowledge or education of the Holocaust are believe that stuff.
Yeah. And also more than half of them have seen Nazi symbols online.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And again, this is an issue that's for global. So we see it in the United States. I don't know if we did a survey, something similar to that in Ireland or in other countries in Europe. How different the results would be. And that's why we think it's important to find ways to combat that and to educate people, as I say, partly because of the history and partly because of these are lessons for everybody to learn. This is not just about Jews and it's not just about history. This is everybody. I mean, when you talk about a lack of knowledge, people couldn't name a concentration camp. Auschwitz is symbolic of human hatred and the depth of human depravity. That's important that we all understand that, because that's an iconic symbol and image that we use to educate us about making sure that that kind of thing doesn't happen and why racial hatred is as evil as it is.
I would like to think, Gideon, that the results of a similar survey in Ireland would be better, at least in terms of knowledge about the Holocaust. But we've all seen the rise of right-wing factions on social media, unfortunately. In the United States, when you published the results of this survey, were people shocked? Did it get much shocked coverage, or did people shrug their shoulders and go,
Totally shocked. In fact, there was so much coverage of the survey that it actually, for a while, trended number one on Twitter. It was the number one story on Twitter. Trending because of how many people were tweeting and retweeting the story. So we're hoping that it will also serve as a wake-up call, because I think it clearly many people were concerned, as was shown by the response, and we hope that'll help promote the goals of that we have to try to educate people and use this as a way to educate people about the Holocaust and about the values that arise from the Holocaust. And look, in Ireland, there's terrific. The Holocaust Educational Trust in Ireland does terrific work doing educating people, having events, and that's really important. Because it's important for society to understand that history, I think. And there are many groups here that work on that issue. We're hoping this survey will be, a wake-up call to say, okay, we have a problem. And the good news part of the survey, I should say, was that was also very interesting, was that 80% of that same group said that Holocaust education was important, and that they wanted to have Holocaust education as a compulsory part of the school curriculum because they thought it was that important. 75% of them said that. So on the one hand, you have a lack of knowledge and an ignorance. On the other hand, there's a hunger and a desire to learn more. And I think we all need to take advantage of that while people, and we have a generation that may not know so much, but they want to know more. And that's also an opportunity. So it's a challenge, but it's an opportunity.
Now, your organization, the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany, what do you do?
So we represent Holocaust survivors in negotiations with Germany and also with other countries for reparations and compensation. So we've managed to get pensions for elderly Holocaust survivors who've suffered so much, people who lived through the concentration camps, and to get a compensation from them, from Germany and other countries that were involved. That's the original mandate of the organization. We've recovered funds from that were taken from Jews who were killed, and we use that both to help those Holocaust survivors and also to promote Holocaust education and to try to get new ways of transmitting those lessons, because many survivors say to us, look, it's very important to help us, and we have people who've suffered so much and lost so much, but we also want, after we've passed away, we want what happened to us and happened to the people who were killed to be remembered. And so for us, this is also a priority, not only to help Holocaust survivors, but that the lessons are not lost, that the stories don't die with them.
Yeah.
But they're carried forward, because we've all so much to learn from what happened in those terrible times.
Are there many Holocaust survivors still living?
There's still a few hundred thousand all over the world, some who were most at this stage were very young children at the time. And in Ireland, there's a few wonderful people who some of you may have had a chance to hear from, people like Susie Diamond and others, who are just such eloquent spokespeople because they were witnesses. They were there, and there's nothing like understanding what happened to hear it from someone who saw it with their own eyes, a witness. And these people, Holocaust survivors, they're just such amazing people who came out from the depths of hatred and the worst things you could imagine and built lives. And, and for many years, many Holocaust survivors didn't talk about what happened to them. And then as they've got older, more and more have been willing to tell those stories. And I think we're fortunate that there are people who will tell those stories, and we have to capture more and more of those stories so that we won't forget. And for a generation that's growing up, younger and younger, that won't have the chance to hear from Holocaust survivors, that at least we can capture the stories and use them to help us as a guidepost to learn about where racial hatred can lead to, and to help give us some kind of guideposts for the future.
Gideon, thanks a million for speaking with us today. See you back in Dublin at some future point. That's Gideon Taylor there, president of the Conference on Jewish Material Claims Against Germany. You are listening to the Moncrief Show on News Talk.
Moncrief on News Talk.